First today on the News at One, Gardaí are investigating if a container in which 39 people were found dead in the UK this morning travelled through the Republic of Ireland. Essex police say they believe the lorry is from Bulgaria and entered the UK at Holyhead in Wales last Saturday. Gardaí here are trying to establish if the lorry and container travelled to Holyhead from Dublin Port. Earlier, the Deputy Chief Constable of Essex Police, Pippa Mills, spoke to the media.
Shortly before 1:40 a.m. today, we received reports that a number of people had been found inside a lorry's container at the Waterglade Industrial Park on Eastern Avenue in Grays. We believe the lorry is from Bulgaria and came into the UK through Holyhead on the 19th of October. Emergency services attended, but sadly all 39 people inside the container had died. Early indications suggest that one of these people was a teenager, the rest are believed to be adults. A murder investigation was launched and the lorry driver, a 25-year-old man from Northern Ireland, was arrested on suspicion of murder and remains in police custody. At this stage, we have not identified where the victims are from or their identities, and we anticipate this could be a lengthy process. This is an absolute tragedy and very sad day for Essex Police and the local community. We will continue to work alongside many other partner agencies to find out what led to these deaths. I'd like to appeal for anyone who has any information to contact my officers at the Major Investigation Team on 101 or by visiting our Essex Police website. We will update all of our channels as we're able to, but please appreciate we're in the early stages of what is likely to be a lengthy investigation.
Well, in the Dáil this morning, the Taoiseach addressed this issue and paid tribute to those who lost their lives in the tragedy.
The information that we have so far this morning is very sketchy, but there are some reports that the truck may have passed through Ireland at some point. So obviously we're going to need to get more information and carry out any necessary investigations that may be required. But I think everyone's thoughts in this house this morning are with those who are dead, those who've passed on, and their families. It is a real terrible and human tragedy, and we'll carry out any investigations that are necessary if it's established that the truck did pass through Ireland.
Let's go to Essex now and our reporter Dimitri O'Donnell, who's at the scene today. Dimitri, you're about 20 miles outside central London. I know the truck is still in situ there and the investigation continues. Can you tell us what's happening there this lunchtime?
Well, Claire, police are still at the scene, inside and outside. There's a large police presence here. There's two cordons have been erected, a large green cordon at the entrance to the industrial estate at the Waterglade Park. Now, it's mainly a logistics and courier site, we're told. And police arrived here at 1:40 this morning, as you heard, and they found that tragic scene with 39 people inside the lorry, one of those a teenager. There's another cordon around the lorry inside, and they are conducting their investigations. And as I am speaking to you on the phone now, we have members of the public arriving at the scene with bouquets of flowers, paying tribute to those people who lost their lives inside. It certainly, as police said, an absolute tragedy, to quote that detective constable. And she said that her thoughts are with the victims and their families and the people of Essex.
And Dimitri, one line of inquiry is an investigation on the route that this truck took.
Yes, that is going to be a key line of inquiry as police dig deeper into this investigation. Now, we do know, they've told us that it is a Bulgarian registered lorry, and it entered into the UK via the port of Holyhead on Saturday, October 19th. That was last weekend. Now, experts have said, haulage experts, that this is quite an unorthodox route for a haulage truck to follow. Normally, it would come in via Calais but because of increased checks there, they may have decided to take an alternative route with less security checks. And this is certainly what they are now going to be focusing their investigations on. And of course, the Gardaí have said that they will be investigating also whether it has transited through the Republic of Ireland. But they said that when it comes to the identification process of the 39 people, that is going to be a very lengthy process, and we may not have answers on the exact identities until much later in the day, or possibly even tomorrow, until they do their thorough investigation into this.
Okay, Dimitri O'Donnell there in Essex. Well, let's bring this here now and find out more about the Garda investigation. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has been looking into this. And Paul, earlier the Gardaí had said they haven't received a formal request for assistance, but they're carrying out their own inquiries. What is their role in all of this?
Yeah, Claire, they still haven't received the formal request for assistance, but they are already investigating to see if the lorry and the container came through Ireland, and there is a very strong possibility that it did. Now, Essex Police say they believe the lorry entered the UK at Holyhead in Wales last Saturday. Now, we looked at the ship tracking website that tracks the movements of ships for the port of Holyhead on Saturday, and there were only two sailings that entered Holyhead from outside the UK on Saturday, and both of those sailings were Stena Line sailings that came into Holyhead from Dublin. So if it is the case that the lorry and the container came from Dublin, how did it enter Ireland is the question before it left for the UK from Dublin. There is a ferry from Cherbourg to Dublin. Did it come on that, wait in Dublin port, then transfer to the Holyhead ship? Did it come through Rosslare, drive up to Dublin? Did it come down from Belfast, Larne, or some other port? These are all the issues that the Gardaí now have to try and establish. They're liaising with customs, who would have records. They have contacted the ports and the shipping companies. They're checking the manifests. They also need information on the truck, specifically the registration number from the UK police, to confirm or to identify if it did come through Ireland. Obviously, the PSNI will also be involved to check if the truck came through any of the northern ports. And the man arrested, the 25-year-old man, Essex Police say he's from Northern Ireland. The PSNI would be involved in background inquiries there. But the information, Claire, that we have this lunchtime is that this 25-year-old man could be, in fact, from County Monaghan, which would obviously mean more Garda involvement in this broader investigation.
OK, and the Gardaí unfortunately have experience of dealing with a situation like this previously.
Yeah, they do. In fact, the officer who's in charge of special crime operations, Assistant Commissioner John O'Driscoll, was also in charge of the investigation in 2001 when eight people, including four children, were found dead in a freight container in a business park in County Wexford. In a similar situation, 13 Kurdish people had been trafficked. They were told at the time when they were leaving the continent that they were going to England. That's supposed to have only been a 22-hour crossing. Instead, they were shipped to Rosslare, a journey of 101 hours in a sealed container. They had paid €15,000 each to traffickers. Six people were subsequently convicted of manslaughter and human trafficking in court in Bruges in Belgium, and the Gardaí gave evidence. I mean, what is particularly distressing in this case as well today is the question of the length of time that these people may have spent in the container. Normally, these are sealed containers with a limited supply of oxygen. It's an extremely dangerous way to be smuggled into a country, and there have been a number of times, not just in Wexford, but also the year before in the UK, there was a number of Chinese nationals also died in similarly tragic and dangerous circumstances. Now, there are some indications we see this as well, that this container in the UK may be a refrigerated unit, and that's extremely dangerous because temperatures in these units can be as low as minus 25 if frozen products are being transported. They're dark, there's a limited supply of oxygen, they're extremely cold. Conditions would have been horrendous for those poor people who could have been in that container if as the British police are telling us that this container came into Holyhead last Saturday and they were only discovered today. They could have been in the container for at least 4 days.
Okay, Paul, we'll leave it there. And Paul Reynolds confirming there that the Gardaí are investigating this and that the driver who's been arrested, the 25-year-old man, may in fact be from County Monaghan. If we have any more information on that in the course of the programme, we'll bring it to you.